Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Ave, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, it is a Thirsty Thursday, baby, and the weather is cool. You come on out. And come on in here to Buffalo Wild Wings, 3939 Washington Ave, and have a good time. Get you some good food. Get you some wings. And, it is that day. Boneless wings. You can get a little 2-for-1 action. If you order 6, you get 12. You order 10, you get 20, so on and so on. So you can come out, have a good time, catch the specials. The drinks are good. I'm about to get me a margarita here really, really soon and get this thing going. And there's TVs all over the place. Good Thursday night football game coming up tonight as the Rams and the 49ers get going out west. You can come hang out.
The Rams are hot, boy.
They are. They are hot. They're healthy. So you can come on out and have a good time and hang out with us and win some prizes. Coming up after this segment, you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card. Visa gift card. All you got to do is fill your name, put it in our raffle box. We will do our drawing coming up as soon as this segment ends. That's the first one. First of four giveaways, including in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets and two wristbands courtesy of Bud Light. Wristbands before the game. You can go tailgate, grab you some food, free food, free drinks, courtesy of Bud Light, and then get in the game on Christmas Day. Maybe the biggest home game of the season, as the Ravens will come to town to face your Houston Texans and Beyonce performing at halftime. So you have a chance to win those tickets, right? Look at Susie Q. She got that's a hell of a pour. I don't know what kind of red wine she got over there. That's a hell of a pour right there. But you come out, have a chance to win those tickets. All right, I threw this out because I've been wondering this, looking at the numbers, and really what I was inspired by, Clint, is I've been looking at maybe, you know, one of the hottest teams in the league, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles. And obviously they're having their issues right now, but they've won 9 games in a row, and the biggest difference in that time frame, Clint, is Jalen Hurts. And in particular, Jalen Hurts not turning the football over. They were struggling to start the year because he was turning the football over like crazy. Now in that 9-game win streak, Clint, he has only thrown 1 interception. And that's been a big piece of what has happened. And I'm looking at the last two losses. The Texans, I know, as you said, what are they, 2-6 in their or two and four?
They dropped
last
four
six.
Of their last six.
And but they're two and two in their last four, and the two losses, Clint, both of those games, CJ has thrown multiple interceptions in that game. And
the biggest bugaboo.
Right now, with what the way they're set up, with this being a defensive-led team, and I'm throwing this out to everybody, with this being a defensive-led team, do you believe that maybe for the Texans right now, it is at their best? Their best chance to win right now includes CJ being more of a game manager than being one of the guys that, hey, you're dependent on to go win games.
All right, look, I think I'm on record starting yesterday or the day before. Like, I think a game manager is where he needs to live.
Are you shitting me?
So you think that's the best?
Yeah,
that gives him the best chance to win right now.
Yes, he has shown the ability, again, to be a game manager at the level that Tom Brady was a game manager, which won six, seven Super Bowls. I think that's where they should focus on with CJ Stroud. I think that's what he should buy into. And I definitely think, to your question, just generally speaking, game manager, nothing more. I think starting there at the quarterback position with this defense as well as they've played, and playing that boring brand of quarterback, and playing the Nick Caserio, Bill Belichick, protect the football, stay ahead of the chains, do your job. I think that is a great way for the Texans to give themselves a chance to win this week, as well as against Kansas City and Baltimore. Your defense is good enough. You're running the football effectively at times, and sometimes dominantly. And if your quarterback just goes in there and, again, stays ahead of the chains, doesn't turn the football over, plays well in situational football, then I think that's the best chance for them to win. Yes.
Because coming into the year, the thought was going to be, CJ, you be the reason. And now, and because people hear game manager, and I'm seeing people already rolling through hearing game manager, like, stop, get off the drugs and stuff. People hear game manager and think it as a negative situation. I think there's an argument that that's what Patrick Mahomes did last year for this team, for the Chiefs to get to a Super Bowl. Now, late, he came up and made some plays, but a lot of the times they play towards their defense. I think in a way, at times, Josh Allen has kind of adopted that this year. It's been more game manager and then come out and make his plays. Someone just texted in, Clint, the Texans need an Alex Smith right now, not a Pat Mahomes. Someone to take easy completions and get the ball out quickly.
Bingo.
Because this defense, as you said, it appears right now that is the strength of the team. And like, you can look at their last two losses. You could clearly look at it and say, boy, maybe they didn't turn it over twice.
Yeah.
They may have won the game.
Look, that is how, again, I mean, I've said it. It's just a hill I'll die on from a football perspective is you know, you don't play hero ball and you don't try to get overly aggressive until the game dictates it. Right? I mean, there's teams have made one-year runs playing overly aggressive. Like, I'll argue that Joe Burrow in his run to the AFC championship game was a great run. But if you watched how much he got hit, you watched how poor they were at the other aspects of the game, it was hard to buy into that being consistent and that playing long-term from a winning perspective. Right? There's some crazy ability there, but all the greats, you got to manage the game. Now, the difference between a guy that's going to be labeled a game manager and these greats is when the game's on the line, they go make plays. When the game's on the line, they are elite. Whether they're pocket guys, true blue pocket guys, or they're freestyle guys like Pat, or they're athletic guys like Lamar, they find a way in crunch time to go win the ball game. But at the end of the day, you look at Lamar Jackson. The more game manager Lamar Jackson is, the better he's going to be. The more the Baltimore Ravens are going to win. The like you said, Pat Mahomes is a guy that over the last couple of years you can argue has been more of a game manager. He's played to the strength of his defense. He's they got a hell of a screen game and quick game. He picks and chooses his times to be aggressive as much as anybody out there. So there is a great to elite game manager in every single quarterback that is a future Hall of Famer, that's a Super Bowl winner. So yes, there is. That needs to be the focus. I'll argue that it has been the focus since about the Detroit game, but that needs to be the focus moving forward for C.J. Stroud. I will be highly disappointed if we're talking about being aggressive and all these weapons we have and stretching the field and not just doing what we've seen C.J. Stroud be great at, which is stay upright, protect himself, stay ahead of the chains, and separate because you're just on your details more than the opponent.
Text line coming through. This is crazy. We are not going to beat teams like the Dolphins, teams like the Chiefs, teams like the Ravens with him being a game manager. He has got to play with those play at the same level of those quarterbacks.
I disagree. I disagree that you can't win without it, and I think it's unfair to expect him to think C.J. Stroud is going to go out there and play at the same level of Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, that crew, week in, week out. I think is you hadn't been watching Texans football. Like you hadn't been watching. When you talk about the quarterback making plays on his own.
Which end was he looking from?
And answering the bell in big moments and overcoming some shortcomings of an offense. CJ,
I mean, he has done it at times this year, but I don't.
He hadn't done it even remotely close to enough to think that he's going to go out there and play on the same level as those guys. It's my opinion. For what it's worth, I think your defense is lights out. You got to play to your strengths. Like I said, you're running the football well. If you're running in the first half, boy, lean into that. Protect the football, play good defense, and you look up, let them make the mistakes. Let them throw five turnovers. Let them throw five interceptions. You just execute at a high level, and you'll separate by double digits.
Yeah, because I said, they're two of their last two losses. Obviously Tennessee, but the one against Detroit really jumps up. To what you just talked about, let them throw five interceptions, and it's the two second-half picks, right? If there's like a thought of, hey, protect the ball. Let's get out of here and just make sure we don't make the mistakes to help these other teams. You know, maybe they win those games, and maybe pick and choose when you're going to be aggressive and when it makes sense. Or as you said, when the game dictates that you have to start to be more aggressive. Somebody here text in. Sadly, I do agree with this game manager is the way to go until they get somebody that really knows how to develop quarterbacks on this level, just in my opinion.
The developing quarterbacks is interesting. We just watched this exact crew that you're referring to put a quarterback out there and develop him well enough to have the best rookie season I've ever seen.
Is Slovic losing it?
Statistically or style of play. Yeah. So it's, you know, for me, it's hard to go the developmental route. I think it's, you know, it's there's just right now there's CJ struggling. There's some things that have become obvious, and he's got to develop through, mature through, and play through, and hopefully he comes out on the other side, you know, smelling like roses like he did as a rookie.
And like I said, we can understand why some of the things that's hurt him, that's gotten him to a place where it's hard to say, hey, go win it. When you think about the stuff that's around him, you think about the offensive line, you think about some of it's kind of hard now that he has dealt with all of that and then say, hey, go win it. And I don't want to take it completely from him. That's the concerning part, because CJ is capable, can make plays, and we've seen him do that. I don't want to get to a spot where it seems like the Eagles are with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts just won't take any chances down the field, right? Like it, and I don't want CJ to get like that. But I do hear where you're coming from of, like, hey, man, if you don't make mistakes and turn the ball over, that's going to be the best chance to beat the teams
Why does it have to be? And I'm a serious question. Like, why is it couched as don't make mistakes, don't turn the football over, right? Like, why is it not couched just, hey, man, Take the easy completion right there. Let's huddle up in second and two. Right? It's not like, to me, it's, I mean, I don't care what brand of ball you're playing. If you don't turn the football over, the odds are you're going to win it, even if you're super aggressive and throwing the ball down the field and they just don't pick it off. Like, the reality of it is you watch the Jalen Hurts stuff right now. They're putting it on all the TV shows up there. It's plain as day. Like, Jalen Hurts is for whatever reason, like, every sign, the safety's leverage, the soft corner, the linebacker that's stuffed inside, it is a throw in the ocean 10 out of 10 times complete to your best damn receiver, one of the best receivers in the game, and you're not even looking at him. Like, either he's hard-headed or he's being coached to look downfield, to read high to low. And the reality of it is you work low to high, you protect yourself, you protect your offensive line until the game dictates, we got a minute and a half left, we got to go 40, 50 yards to get into field goal range. All right, it's third and six, now we're going to hold the football a little bit. Fellas, protect me. I mean, that's winning football. And the dropping back and throwing low percentage balls or dropping back and trying to get that deep throw when there's two safeties deep from jump, that's losing. It's going to get you beat. It's going to get you beat. Now, it's... And so we can put a negative spin on it, and the world puts a negative spin on it because nobody wants to talk about a game manager in a sexy fashion. But the reality of it is that's the brand of quarterback that's going to keep the Texans in the playoffs. This other crap, you're going to get coaches fired. It's going to be Justin Herbert last year versus this year. That's just the reality of it, man.
Yeah. All right. Maybe that is the best look for him is – as we were just talking about, C.J. Stroud, is it the best thing for the Texans if he is more of a game manager than a guy that you are trying to put the game on his shoulders to win games? And as someone texted in, yes, they got a great run game with Joe Mixon. They got a great defense, and he should be playing off of what those guys are able to do. All right, we are live once again, live here. At Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Avenue, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see C.J. Stroud. We'll see what he looks like. We'll see what he looks like over the next three games here, or four games to finish out the season.
We gonna give anything away?
We're gonna hook somebody up. Coming up in the next segment, as soon as this segment ends, we're gonna hook somebody up with their first chance to win a $25 Visa gift card. So if you're in the building, all you got to do is sign and put your name in our raffle box, and you'll give yourself a chance to win. So that is coming up very, very soon. So you don't want to miss out on that. Also, by the way, 5 o'clock is your chance to win a pair of those tickets to see the Texans take on the Ravens and see maybe see game manager C.J. Stroud. Game manager. Why does that have such a negative feel to it?
Because it's like you're submitting to not doing your absolute best to go out there and ball out. Like, that's what it feels like, you know?
Do you have an issue with settling? Do you have an issue with C.J. Stroud becoming a game manager?
If he's truly what I think and thought he was in his rookie year.
You don't want to see that.
No. A franchise quarterback ain't no damn game manager. Put the ball in his hands. Go win it.
Yeah.
That's just...
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think the part you get to, and I think some people get to, is we've seen him be the headline reason why. We've seen him bring him back. It's hard not to get the Tampa game, to get the Bengal game out, but I think probably what Clint is saying is those games at some point dictated him to have to become that. And right now, as you said, he's just struggling. Right now, it's his confidence. He's not up to where he was.
It's a juggling act. The game manager thing is real. I'll argue that every franchise quarterback is a game manager. Now, the thing that makes him a franchise quarterback is his ability in those moments to go make winning plays and to put the team on his back and go, if it's a shootout, let's have a shootout, right? If it's game manager and it's about not turning the football over and it's about running the football and it's about putting your knee in the turf at the end of the game, then you do that, right? He's clearly got the ability to do some special things. Now, there's no doubt about that, right? There's no question about that. The problem is you got to pick and choose when you do those things. You can't go out there at the NFL level and go balls to the wall and try to do it from jump because you got a bunch of weapons and then wonder why your offensive line can't hold up.
Yeah, I, like my thing is, I just don't want him to get to a space to where Nico Collins is running down the field the way that A.J. Brown is running down the field sometimes, and he just don't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Because he's thinking about, oh, there's a risk there. I don't want to see him get into that. And that's why it's almost scary to go and tell him, like, that we draw back from
well,
him.
Well, that ain't happening.
Yeah. No, definitely ain't. Definitely. All right, coming up, we'll fill you in a little bit on some of the injury stuff with the Texans, let you know who came out and practiced again. And does it look like – this is crazy. Two coaches, I think, may be on the hot seat, even though, Clint, they have made the college football playoff. Two coaches may be on the hot seat. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Ave, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Congratulations to our first winner. See you out there, our first winner. Your chance to win multiple prizes as well. Coming up here, we have another $25 Visa gift card. Another prize courtesy of the good people at Bud Light, as well as the big one in the 5 o'clock hour. You will have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Texans host the Baltimore Ravens. That includes the Beyonce halftime show as well. You can win those. All you got to do is arrive here at Buffalo Wild Wings here, Washington Avenue, 3939 Washington Avenue. Hell, Clint might throw the ball to you. Now, if he throws the ball to you and you throw it back to Clint and you miss him by 5 yards, you will get judged. But that's all right.
Clint, he threw a curveball back at me.
He might walk in. He sure almost took my damn sign
out.
Well,
I thought you were still standing there to catch it, but you had just walked off.
No, and I had walked off, man.
I think you were scared of the ball. I think the ball, I saw it coming your direction, and you dodged
no,
it.
No, you know, I'm going to go up and try to get it now. Try to get my feet in, too. But no, come on out. Have a good time. Give yourself a chance to win those prizes. All right, Clint, as we look here, and the Texans have put out their injury report, the Dolphins as well. Obviously, no surprise that did not participate. Jalen Petrie, who we saw was announced, he's going to miss the year. And then Juice Scruggs, who's going to miss a few weeks. But Foley Fatakasi, second time out, full practice. He is out there. Kenyon Green, second day in a row, full practice. He is out there. He may have to start this game. Christian Harris, linebacker with the calf. We just talked to Henry Toa. He really didn't give us much from that. We tried to. We even asked a follow-up question. He still didn't give us much. But Christian, limited participant, along with Foley and Kenyon Green with that calf. And then Joe Mixon, rest day for him, which we've talked about it before, Clint. We are fine with rest days for Joe Mixon with his age and how much he's running. He probably needs some as well. Did not participate for the Dolphins. Clint, tackle, both their tackles. Kendall Lamb, who has been starting at their right tackle, and then Armstead, who's their best offensive lineman. He didn't participate. That's 2 days in a row. Odell Beckham didn't as well. So that is the injury report for both the Texans and the Dolphins, Clint.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Joe Mixon's name being on there is not a concern when it's just rest. No problem with it at all. I can live with this injury report right here for the Texans, Ron. The list isn't as long as it can get late in the season. Several guys are rest, and a couple guys returning, whether it's limited or full, a couple of guys returning is good news.
Yep. Only DMPs are guys that you knew weren't going to play. Juice Scruggs, who's going to be out for weeks, and then Jalen Petrie, who's just going to be out for the year. So, yeah, it looks like, and it does look like everybody on the list, you would give a real shot to play. Like, you think there's a real opportunity for those
I hope
guys.
For your sake that Christian Harris isn't. I don't want you to buy a $100 bottle of wine, but but you're right. It's looking like he's going to play as well.
It won't be $100. But that is the latest there. All right, hey, college football playoffs. The bowl games are about to start up this weekend, but the playoffs start up very, very soon. And it's crazy, right? 12-team playoff. You make it to the playoff. You're like, all right, hey, man, we made it. We're in. You're a coach. I think there's a lot of coaches who made it in this 12 might get more money. They might get an extension. They might get more. I think there's two coaches, Clint, that might be on the hot seat.
Who you got?
I think Ryan Day at Ohio State and James Franklin, who both of them have probably lived in the top five all season long. And James Franklin, who made it to the Big Ten championship game and lost to Oregon. I think both of them have made the playoff, and I think both potentially are on the hot seat.
Oh, my God.
I honest to God, I think if either one of those guys lose in the first round, and that would be Ohio State losing to Tennessee and then Penn State losing to SMU. The Ryan Day problem is he's struggled in big games, and he can't beat Michigan. And it doesn't matter if Michigan's good or bad. Doesn't matter if Jim Harbaugh's there or not. Don't matter if Michigan's cheating or not. He can't beat Michigan. And then James Franklin just can't beat good teams. Like any team that is ranked at all, whether it's in Happy Valley, on the road, neutral, he can't win big games. And I think both of those universities would be looking big time to themselves saying, hell, we can't win these games. Hell, North Carolina can get the best coach of all time. Damn it, maybe we need to make some changes. So I do. I think James Franklin and Ryan Day, Clint, could be in trouble if they lose that first game.
Yeah, I think the Ryan Day thing is probably magnified significantly because of what you mentioned, the Michigan game.
How did they lose at this Michigan game?
Losing to Michigan, I think, is a problem if it costs you a chance at a championship. Now, it's a problem, I'm talking about at the fire the head coach level, right? I think it's a problem if it keeps you out of a 4-team playoff, which it would have had they not expanded the playoff. So to your point, you go to a 12-team playoff. If Ohio State messes the bed against Michigan and then
holds them out
on the backside of that, lose in the first round, then he could, to your point, he could be in trouble.
Everything looked bad about what happened against Michigan, where it looked like he wasn't in control even afterwards.
Yes.
And he's just standing there. There was rumblings last year when they lost to Michigan.
Yeah.
That it might happen.
Well, and Michigan not being a national championship contender this year hurts as well. But I think to me, James Franklin is the one that is on the hot seat. He's on the hot seat now. He's for damn sure if they don't win in this.
They don't beat
round.
SMU.
Yeah, I don't know.
They got a pretty good path to begin with to get to the Final Four. SMU, yeah. Boise. Champ Slice said Franklin not on the hot seat. Penn State is just happy to be there. No, I don't think.
That's an interesting mindset. I don't think they are. I don't think that's a mindset, but I don't know Penn State like that. It seems like he has been on the underachieving radar for 2-3 years now. You know what I mean? Fair or foul, it just seems like that's where he's living. And so I don't know how an exit via SMU, who just jumped into Power 5, I don't know how that doesn't.
I got to look it up and
cause
find
some
it.
Real problems.
Like his record against top five teams, and usually that's Michigan and Ohio State who he has to play.
Yeah.
His record against those teams, they're just god awful. God awful. He just doesn't beat them at all. I don't know if he has. I don't know how many times he's beaten Ohio State, Michigan, and he's been there a while. So, Penn State and Clint, you know it. A lot of these organizations, that's what I should call them, but a lot of these programs think they're bigger than they are, right? Like Nebraska doesn't think that they're the Nebraska that we all look at them to be.
Well,
they think Tom Osborne's still there.
Yeah, right.
like they do. Like, well, so I think Penn State probably thinks they're still.
Penn State's biggest problem is Oregon jumping from a Pac-12, no respect conference into yours and does something that you ain't been able to do. Indiana in your conference does something that you hadn't been able to do. Like, I mean, so there's – I think Ryan Day's got a little bit more to hang his hat on. I just don't know what James Franklin's argument is to stay if they do decide to make a move.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, coming up, Sunday's game for the Texans, I think in some form or fashion, is going to come down, and we're going to learn a lot about this particular player. This particular player for the Texans Sunday, we're going to learn a lot about. We'll tell you who that is and discuss that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Ave, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back into The Drive. Sterner and Hughley, as we are having a good time here. And you can join us. Come on out as we are live here, Thirsty Thursday, here at Buffalo Wild Wings. The Bud Light girls are out. There we go. I see you.
Hey, ladies.
There it is. There you go. And they got some things they can hook you up with, so make your way on out here. Not to mention you can win prizes as well, including tickets to see the Texans and the Ravens. But you got to be in the building to be able to have a chance to win those tickets. And courtesy of our good friends at Bud Light, not only do the ladies come out and help us have fun with you, courtesy of Bud Light also, you got a couple of wristbands that you can use for tailgating, where you can get some free food, free drinks as well, if you win those tickets to the Ravens and the Texans game coming up on Christmas Day. So all you got to do is put your name, write your name, sign your name in our raffle box right there if you're on your way in or if you're in the building, and you give yourself a chance to win a pair of tickets. All right, as we continue rolling through here, Clint, I really think we're going to learn a lot about Kamari Lassiter in this game. And I think Kamari Lassiter has played – had a really, really, really strong level, especially as a rookie. You can clearly see the difference from when he is in the game and when he's available and when he's had to go out. And you can see the guys that have come behind him, and there is a clear difference. And he has been a huge, huge player for this team. He's aggressive. He's played physical. And to be honest, Clint, we have not seen, not to say it has not happened, we've seen it some, especially lately, but for the most part, we have not seen him just get beat and have struggles with big plays as much as maybe we potentially thought that could be something that could be an issue for him. He's done pretty well. Now, the last game he played against Jacksonville, we saw some plays that he gave up. Some that actually turned into big plays, and some were just miscommunications or misconnections between the quarterback and the receiver. This week, Clint, more times than not, he's going to be facing and lined up across from guys like Tyreek Hill, guys like Jalen Waddle, and this quick passing game. And we're going to see him be put in situations where, hey, how is he going to react? How is he going to look? Is he going to be able to hold his own and hang in there, or will it be struggles? I think one way or another, Kamari Lassiter will factor in this game. We'll be talking about it one way or another where, hey, he really came in and stepped up and was physical with these guys, or, you know, there was some struggles, and that was a place that the Texans got taken advantage of. But I think he is a huge piece to this game.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly with you. We've had several Derek Stingley Jr. games this weekend. I mean, this year.
Yep.
And where he's shadowing a receiver, or you know, he's the guy. If you take this one wide receiver out of the game, then it changes the dynamic of the entire offense. That's not the case with Miami. Some would think that Tyreek Hill would be. But they've got other pieces that do very similar things that are a big part of this offense. And so I would argue you put too much weight on taking Tyreek out. You're playing into their hand, and they're going to distribute the football accordingly. I think this is a game where the defense and the secondary stays in a coverage. They stay in a shell, probably a quarter shell where you got some split safeties, but they're a little bit shallower than normal. And you got corners that can decide, do you want to press and get physical, or do you want to start 5 yards off the ball and eyes in at the quarterback and try to jump some routes, that kind of thing. You can play with it. And therefore, with that said, I think the Dolphins are going to be able to get whatever matchup they want whenever they want it, a lot of the times. And that is going to put the pressure on all your underneath defenders. And when I say underneath defenders, I'm talking both corners, your nickel defender, and your linebackers. It's going to put a lot of pressure on all those guys. But you're right, Ron. The one that I think has played well. Hasn't been gotten this year, really, much at all, if any. I think that this is going to be a game where we find out more about Kamari Lassiter, because that downhill, physical, in-your-face style should play well with trying to take away this quick game, the screen game, fighting through blocks and things of that nature. Or is this a game where between Waddle and Tyreek Hill, they get the best of him? We'll see.
I'll throw this out to the people, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, those of you riding in your cars or at your office or sitting in Buffalo Wild Wings, you can just yell it out. You don't have to text it. When you think about Kamari Lassiter in this game and the matchups, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, what you've seen of him this year, he is a still on the board to be a defensive player, a rookie defensive player of the year. Like he's still in the conversation with that. So he has had a good year. When you think about him in this game, what's your feeling? Are you, like, nervous? Like, oh, I don't know about Kamari Lassiter in this game against these guys. Or are you like, hell yeah, bring this thing on. I can't wait to see his physicality get to him. Because there's one thing that I have seen with this Dolphins team, which was where I think is a place where Kamari Lassiter can really have and make some hay. Like, as I've said earlier in the week, when you are playing fast guys like this, the tendency is to back up and not allow them to or to try to protect yourself from their speed. I think it is punch them, hit them in the mouth. I mean, jam the hell out of them right there. And I think that is Kamari Lassiter's strength, is his physicality. I mean, I watched L'Jarius Sneed last year just jam Tyreek Hill into the ground to screw up their whole timing and their routes. And I think that's a big thing, as you know, this quick passing game. A lot of it is Tua is depending on Waddle and Hill and Smith to be in their spots at a specific time to let the ball go. And I don't think backing up is the idea. And that's why I think Lassiter has a chance here. His physicality jams and just trying to get him off there. And, hell, I'll be honest, Kamari, I wouldn't mind a couple of penalties. I'm all right with a couple of illegal hands to the face. I'm all right with a couple of I touched him up a little bit past 5 yards just to show the physicality. Hell, they can't call every last one of them. So, to me, that's how I think he kind of wins the battle or competes the battle, is uses his physicality. Because if it's a track race or a race or running their feet or trying to get to the spot, he's going to lose that battle more times than not.
Well, you get up there and you take that kind of risk with these kind of guys.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you better get your hands on them, because you're not catching them. And so, look, I don't know
if he's catching them.
Look, it's going to be a cat. It's going to be a cat and mouse game, man. I mean, you've got to the whole we talked about. Schematically, Miami wants to stretch you sideline to sidelines to open up all the windows wider so you can hit all these underneath routes. Well, there's also a thought of you know, stretching you sideline to sideline, taking all this underneath stuff, getting your corners to come down, getting them safeties to come down, and next thing you know, Tua's laying one in that cover two hole. Tua's laying one over the top of a safety's head because that safety's got his eyes in the backfield and is biting on that play action. So the key is you can't let them get a beat on what it is you're doing. Whether we're talking Kamari Lassiter in a vacuum or we're talking about the whole defense, you can't let them get a beat on what you're doing. I love the thought that this game, it's obviously going to be a secondary game. It's about slowing down their Tua and their passing attack. It's obvious about the smaller guys and the speed and how well you match up and how well you tackle in space. I do like the thought that Kamari Lassiter is the one. I have no worries about Derek Stingley Jr. Could he get beat deep? Sure. We've seen teams get behind him, no doubt about it. But I think he's going to, in the long haul, he's going to make more plays than he gives up. I'm not worried about him. We still don't know exactly who Kamari Lassiter is. This is going to be a game where he's going to get challenged, and I think coming out of it, we'll know a little bit more about him.
Yeah, I'm intrigued and excited to see, you know, what he looks like and how D'Amico plays it. Right. I mean, obviously, I think you don't just leave him on an island by himself. I don't think I don't know that you just leave Derek Stingley on an island. I think you give him help. But to me, I would hope that D'Amico puts him in a position where he gets to be, you know, play a level of aggressiveness and not sit back and hang back, you know, on things to give himself any problems. All right. Clint, what you got coming up here at the 4 as we continue right here live at Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Avenue. Come on out, hang out with us. What you got coming up at the 4?
Well, Greg Cosell, who I don't know if anybody out there knows Greg Cosell, but
he's been covering football for 108 years.
Yeah, he's been around. The name should ring a bell, but he goes on with Ross Tucker on Ross Tucker's podcast, and I know Ross, played with Ross. Ross is a good buddy, and they he does a hell of a job with his podcast, but Greg is tremendous across the board and watches a ton of film, which I firmly believe in. That's where that should be our number one source of you know, information about players, ultimately, at least with their play. Greg does a tremendous job, and he had a very interesting take on C.J. Stroud, which I'll give you a little hint. I wholeheartedly agree with everything he said. We'll let you hear that audio, and I want to hear from you, everybody out there listening, 713-572-4610. Text us in and let us know what you think about the audio. It's absolutely must hear. It's tremendous. We'll have that audio for you next.